facelift. 7 informal settlements in Uasin-Gishu County have been earmarked for a major infrastructure upgrade at Shush. $1.3 billion through the Kenya Informal Settlements Improvement Project, KISIP2. The project is being implemented by the national government in collaboration with the county government with funding from the World Bank, the agents. Française de Développement, AFD, and a grant from the European Union, EU targets to transform the livelihoods of the locals in the slum settlements. The selected slums will benefit from 13.1 kilometers of tarmac roads, 7 high-mast security lights, street lighting along the improved roads, pedestrian walkways, stormwater drainage, and public parks and green spaces, according to the Uasin-Gishu County Chief Officer, CO, Housing and Urban Development Julius Koch. Koch said the improvement of the informal settlements will give a new face to Eldoret, which was conferred to city status in August 2024. The KISIP2 project has come at an opportune time when Eldoret has just become the 5th city. What has been pulling us back as a city is the issue of sprouting slums, and I am happy the project also has a component on institutional capacity development for slum upgrading as well as preventing the sprouting of slums, added Koch. We expect that when the project that is currently at 20% completion rate ends, we will have reduced informal settlements in the county by 50%, he said. The project is expected to be complete by June 3, OTH 2025. The slums that were selected for improvement include Miley Inn, which will get 3.9 km of the road improved to bitumen standards, 7 km of pedestrian walkways on both sides of the road, stormwater drainage, high-mast street lights, and an ablution block. Kipkaran settlement will get 2.5 km of tarmac road, drainage, a recreational facility along Kipkaran River, and high-mast and street lighting. Uasin-Gishu County Housing and Urban Development Chief Officer, CO, Julius Koch briefing the press on the KISIP2 projects in Miley Inn. KK, Kasarani, and Sigero slums will benefit from a total of 2.1 kilometers of tarmac roads, drainage, lighting, and walkways. The three settlements are where there is real informality with dilapidated roads, poor drainage, and services, said Koch during a media tour of the ongoing projects. The other settlements include Mwanzo, which will benefit from 3.9 kilometers of road, closed stormwater drainage, street, and high-mast lighting, and a green space. Shauri will get 700 meters of tarmac, drainage, and lighting, according to the CO. Koch said since the project kicked off 4 months ago, 500 youths from the specific settlement have been employed. The project has created job opportunities directly and indirectly for the youth and women. Apart from the 500 employed youth, we have food vendors as well as the business community where the contractor source construction materials such as cement, hardware, and marum from, thus uplifting the economy of our town, he said. The KISIP2 project has spurred our economic development and significantly reduced the rate of crime in the 7 slums. With the security and street lights, our people will be able to carry on with their businesses until late in the night without fear, added Koch. The CO said they were working closely with the community through a committee to ensure their welfare is taken care of, adding that so far, all persons affected by the project have been compensated. While thanking the national government, the World Bank, AFD, and the EU for supporting the KISIP2 project in the county, Koch pledged that his department will ensure the project is managed to the expected level. The objective of the KISIP2 project, which is key in Vision 2030, is to improve access to basic services and land tenure security of residents participating in the urban informal settlement. It also aims at strengthening institutional capacity for slum upgrading and supporting urban areas to achieve a well-housed population living in an environmentally secure environment. The project is already rolling out interventions on infrastructure upgrading across 33 participating counties, with 5 counties, Kakamega, Nakuru, Kilifi, Kisumu, and Nairobi, having ongoing upgrading works. Tenure regularization aimed at enabling residents in informal settlements across the country to access land through tenure security is ongoing in 33 counties and more than 120 informal settlements. The KISIP2 project has also rolled out the preparation of county-specific slum upgrading and prevention strategies to support 20 counties. The project also focuses on the utilization of labor-intensive techniques and inclusive employment practices during implementation to create opportunities for gainful engagement for unskilled and semi-skilled settlement-based labor, as anchored in the government's agenda on affordable and social housing programs.